Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Bottom of the hour here on The Takeaway, and I'm Tanzina Vega with you. The first doses of an experimental Ebola vaccination are being administered in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where an outbreak has spread from a rural area to a city with around a million people. Medical breakthroughs are helping to contain the outbreak, but a much lower tech issue is holding up relief efforts. Maps in the area are inconsistent and outdated. Ed Yong is a science writer at The Atlantic, and he says a team of cartographers are working to help solve that problem. Ed, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So how much of an inconsistency are we talking about between these maps?
Okay, so, you know, the broad things are roughly right, but a lot of the details about the boundaries of health areas and the positions of exact villages can be out by several miles or so. The recent cases have hit an urban health zone called Wangata, and one of the maps that's been widely circulated, it's sort of north of a river, it's in a swampy bit of forest, but in reality, it's about 10 miles south of that position in the middle of a city called Bandanka. Now, you know, there's no evidence that, like, people on the ground are being confused by this, but I think that getting more accurate data is really important as the outbreak continues, and especially as people who aren't familiar with the Congo come in to try and help.
And when a disease outbreak like the one that we're seeing now occurs, what are some of the consequences of not having accurate maps?
So you really want accurate maps to be able to understand, like, where the cases are, how the outbreak is spreading, and, you know, where, like, the contacts are. So who's been in touch with people who have been confirmed to have cases. Like, all of this helps the Ministry of Health and all of their partners to plan the response to the outbreak and to get a better handle of how the disease is progressing.
And what's being done to solve the problem? I'm thinking about how much we here in the United States are used to looking at our phones for maps. I mean, we sort of take this technology for granted. Are there teams of cartographers spread throughout the region?
There are. So the Ministry of Health has a few specialists. There are volunteers who are taking part. You know, there are experts who are flying in to help out with this effort. You know, you're right that we look at Google Maps and we expect to be able to find everything and for that to be accurate. In a country like the Congo, which is limited in resource, vast, and often has lots of places that are very difficult to get to, such data is hard to find. But people are using satellite imagery. They are working on the ground to try and get a better sense of where these health zones are, where the villages actually are, and to sort of improve the digital maps that everyone is working from. Currently, like, every nonprofit has their own map that they're using, and we're now quite quickly moving towards a single standardized thing that can then be improved.
Ed Yong is a science writer at The Atlantic. Ed, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.